he has his poor man weight on right now. When you in college, when you in college, we eating free lunch.
Right.
But when he gets to the NFL, you're talking about Ruth Chris. The rich man weight will get on him. You're talking about a guy that only leads, what, 10, 15 pounds? It ain't like we need him to be like 25 pounds bigger. He's going to get the weight, and he's still going to have the speed, and I think it's going to make him dangerous, especially in the league now that's going more to the college-style offenses with a lot of RPOs and one-pass options. I think he's going to be dangerous.
Well, you know, funny you say that, because the type of offense they were running at Arkansas this year had a lot of New England Patriot principles in it, believe it or not.
No, I thought Louisville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm talking about, yeah, they ran a lot of New England Patriot stuff. I mean, look, we can all make fun of, and it's easy to do, their coach.
Yeah, Joe Petrino. I mean, Petrino.
Bob Petrino, because of the hog incident.
Yeah, keep him off of motorcycles. He's a great coach. Yeah. He's just not a good motorcycle.
Well, and he's also probably not a guy you want around your women's volleyball coach either. But that being said, I think he did the kid a solid, unlike Urban Meyer, who did not take that extra year with Tim Tebow like he said he would and make it more pro-ready. Instead, he did the same stuff. They did the jump passes and all that other stuff. And look, I get it. You're trying to win college football games because that's what you really get paid to do. But I do think from people I've talked to who covered Louisville and the ACC that they actually did a really good job with trying to get Lamar Jackson to be a little bit more pro-ready.